Welcome to the Infotainment Podcast initiating startup sequence.
Hi, my name is Randy, and the Infotainment Podcast will begin shortly. I will be your round mound of podcast sound, pound for pound, the best podcast around. This is a test of the emergency podcast system. Remember, this is only a test. A test of the infotainment podcast system. Stephen Colbert, host of one of the late shows. There are so many late shows. The late show, the later than late show, late. And even later show. But he is hitching his wagon and producing a show for this Charminade the God. I don't know if I'd use God. I would feel kind of not worthy of using God in my title of myself. I think if I did that, I would use the correct spelling of the, with T-H-E instead of T-H-A. I don't know. The only reason I know of him is because he was a guest on a show I watch. And he came off as kind of a douchebag to me. I don't see it. But he was insulting someone for rapping. And it came off that because this person was white, I don't want to come off as a beta simp. So it's a she. But, you know, I'm not a big fan of total rap songs, but I did enjoy the group TLC. Maybe he just doesn't like her music or whatever, but she got real upset with him and got in his face. I think there was something more there that that he said to her beyond being on that show. He came off as a dink. I mean, you're on that show as a guest. And basically, why you're on there is to it helps promote people to listen. Well, he is a podcaster, too. I haven't listened to that. But I'm 99.9% sure he has never even heard of my show. But I didn't find him humorous or entertaining on that show in the least little bit, basically. But he just was insulting about stuff on the show. The only person that rivaled him as being a total prick was this guy who, what was his name? He rode in on a pogo stick, and Mr. Rochelle, the substitute teacher, and kept using the word idiot. And he wanted somebody on the show to insult another person, and they wouldn't do it. He called him the idiot. I know Stephen Colbert has made a couple commercials with this Charminade, the God, T-H-E, where this guy says he has identified as white. Well, I do too. Well, that's because I am white. If you call me a cracker, dude, I'd be pissed. I know black guys are offended when they use the N-word, and if somebody does and they're on television, they're immediately fired. But I hear black people use that word in reference to their kids and comedy acts on Netflix. And, you know, I'm going to lay it to you straight, just like some of the police officers did in reference to the storming of the Capitol, which Donald Trump fostered, and the drunk Rudy Giuliani, if not by trial, by combat, and it just stoked the QAnoners more because they were listening to what they were saying, some of them. But Charminade, the God, says he doesn't mince any words and tells the truth about stuff. So am I. I don't get it why he thinks he's going to be a great guy to be hosting a show on Comedy Central, when basically he's going to be a black philosopher on black history. And you know what? If I were to go to a Cat Williams comedy special, I probably wouldn't feel very comfortable at it. But if I were to go to a Dave Chappelle show, I probably would feel more comfortable because there is a mixture of people there. And he has said on Saturday Night Live, says, "I don't hate anybody." You know, which I thought was a great thing to say. And the same goes true for me, for the most part. I won't say it doesn't happen. In this case, it kind of does. But I don't know. I guess I should listen to his podcast. But on this show, he just was a total tune out to me. So we shall see. Maybe if I'm don't like it, I won't even watch Stephen Colbert anymore, or Colbert, or however. I don't know. Who knows how it's going to work out in the end. I don't know what is name of the name of the show is going to be called on Comedy Central from Charminade, the God. Now I'm going to do a famous cutaway, kind of like Family Guy. If you watch that adult cartoon, which actually nowadays could just as well be called the Brian and Stewie Show, since they are mostly on each episode anyway. But this reminds me of the time I opened for Dave Chappelle a few years ago on the Ebony and Ivory tour. We got along great, and I'm glad he was very complimentary of my material and podcast. I notice I do have quite a few listeners in Ohio, so, but hopefully we can hook up again for an Ebony and Ivory revival tour someday. Let us switch gears now to Tinseltown and Scarlett Johansson's Black Widow. She is suing Disney for breach of contract. Now, as you well know, I do not have a theater here, and I'm not going to buy a second cable service of streamers. So I haven't not seen the movie, and I don't know. I might see it. I have not seen Far From Home, either the Spider-Man movie. But in the Black Widow's case. I don't like moving backward. You know, the movie I would really go to would be Black Widow and Robert Downey Jr. coming back to life in a maybe a Ant-Man, Doctor Strange assistance in that. But we are supposed to be getting this theater maybe in a few years, but due to COVID, we can't seem to get screens or seats made, or I don't know. Everything is coming down to that. And it makes me so angry that mainly Trump supporters in southern states are making it miserable for everyone who did the responsible thing and got their shots. You're going to make this a mass society once again. I'm thinking about going back to a mask everywhere. And I'm about to the point that people are being so irresponsible to their fellow human being of saying that it's okay for businesses to check for a card at the door. And you cannot go in if you do not have your shots. Because this is just hanging on too long, and I have a feeling it's going to be something that I'll have to deal with the rest of my life because of stupid people. But that's the way it goes in the uneven distribution of this vaccine. Just going to make it miserable because eventually we will have to develop new ones, most likely, to deal with future variations of this. Because even the vaccines now are breaking through. I know there's an actress, Melissa Joan Hart, who has it. And she thinks she got it from her kids. And is going through a rough time. And I also read a story of a woman who both her sons had it and she had it. And they did not have their shots. They both passed away within like 2 days of each other. What a thing for her to go through. And she had only mild symptoms because she had her shots. Like Dr. Fauci said, I mean, even if you have COVID, that does not mean the vaccine isn't working. I don't understand what people's reasoning is to have such little regard for other people, themselves or like family members. The main thing side effect I had from it was I had a sore arm the next day. And then the following day, it was gone. For each day, I had a sore arm the next day, and the next day it was gone. So like, get your fucking shots. And like Trump, who should be hammering away that people should get their shots, because you know most of the unvaccinated voted for Trump. But he claims that COVID was under control during his watch. Tell us another lie. Yes, as an American citizen, you do have the right not to wear a mask and not be vaccinated. But it is also the business's right to ensure the safety of their employees and their customers. I'm sorry I got off topic there, but that just makes my blood boil. Now, what was I going to talk about? Oh yeah, Scarlett Johansson's lawsuit against Disney. Hollyweed was in shock when news broke out that Scarlett Johansson would sue Disney, and neither side seems to be willing to back down. For more than a decade, Scarlett Johansson had a close relationship with Disney as a founding member of the MCU's Avengers. Johansson was part some of the greatest triumphs, culminating with 2019's mega event Avengers Endgame. I don't know. I think they could have punched up Thanos' dialogue a little bit, but Mr. Scrotum Chin. But things took a turn for the worse on July 29th, 2021. Johansson filed a lawsuit against Disney claiming Black Widow's simultaneous release in theaters and Disney's Plus was a breach of her contract. Disney issued a direct response, and the fight now seems to be going all the way to court. But now I know Disney wants to keep it, to an arbitration and keep it out of the courts. I hope they keep it in court so we can see how Disney really treats their actors. Hollywood now awaits to see how the situation develops. But one thing is for sure, if Johansson wins, Tinseltown will never be the same. Well, from what I know about this, I would think the way I would do it is to ask for the salary plus anything that you think they might make on the back end and just lump it into your upfront payment. Disney's claiming that she'll make it, she'll make what she asked for on the back end of the movie through Disney Plus, but I guess that wasn't in the contract, and then they're kind of blaming her for being greedy during this time of COVID. Yeah. Yeah, Disney calling somebody greedy. That's pretty hilarious. July 9th, Black Widow premieres in cinemas and Disney Plus, which I couldn't see. After multiple delays, Black Widow finally premiered. The movie debuted simultaneously on the cinemas and Disney Plus, grossing $219 million worldwide, including $80 million at the domestic box office. Disney also provided streaming numbers, declaring the movie grossed $60 million on Premier Access. For all terms and purposes, that was an excellent debut for the movie. In fact, Black Widow had the largest opening of the pandemic era, surpassing Fast and Furious 9's $70 million, and things have taken a turn. She alleges that the simultaneous release on cinemas and Disney Plus breached a stipulation on her contract that guaranteed a traditional theatrical release for Black Widow. While you had to have known they were going to release it on Disney Plus eventually, but it might not be in her contract that they were going to release it simultaneously. Furthermore, Johansson's complaint again said that Disney's release strategy cost her millions of dollars in the back-end compensation. I watched a video on that, and she was claiming like $50 million instead of $20 million. Some other lawyer or expert on that saying maybe it would have been more like $5 million extra dollars. But well, if it was in her contract, the lawsuit took Hollywood by storm. And it wouldn't be long before Disney issued a statement of their own. And Disney fires back at her on the same day. They said, They claimed, a Disney spokesperson, that there is no merit whatsoever to this filing. The lawsuit is especially sad and distressing in its callous disregard for the horrific and prolonged global effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. And, who's prolonging it? Like I just ranted about. Who is prolonging this? Unvaccinated people. In a move that would later prove controversial, the studio also revealed Johansson's salary for Black Widow. The statement also claimed that the release of Black Widow on Disney Plus has significantly enhanced Johansson's ability to earn additional compensation on top of the $20 million she has received to date. Isn't that kind of the standard for major stars, $20 million a movie? It used to be when Jim Carrey was getting that for a lot of his movies when he was the hot ticket for movie profits. Disney's response attracted significant criticism from insiders within the industry and audience alike. And Scarlett's agent slams Disney's response. By July 30th, the scandal was raging. CAA's co-chairman and Johansson's agent, Brian Lord, issued a statement supporting the actress and slamming Disney. The Walt Disney Company has shamelessly and falsely accused Ms. Johansson of being insensitive to the global COVID pandemic in an attempt to make her appear to be someone they and I know she isn't. Yeah, that's not good. It's whatever is in the contract there, Disney. Let's see. Lord goes on to talk about Johansson's journey through the MCU, stating that the 9 movies she made with the studio earned Disney and its shareholders billions. Yeah, I would say that would be true. Lord ended his statement by saying that Disney's direct attack on her character and all else they implied is beneath the company that many of us in the creative community have worked with successfully for decades. Just goes to show you that some companies shouldn't have so much control over all these, I don't know. I'm pretty much through with Star Trek, Star Wars, and Marvel because that's just not for me anymore. Too many superheroes, and it's just becoming outrageous to me. But I would have been happy with just Iron Man movies. He's the one I like the most anyway. I mean, Iron Man and Captain America do have to fight Iron Man, Captain America, and Black Widow in a separate movie. And I did like, what was it? It wasn't Civil War. Winter Soldier, I liked that movie, where it was mainly Scarlet and Captain America. So, reports claim Kevin Feige, I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name, and he is angry at Disney. He made his name into the discourse, according to former Hollywood Reporter editor Matt Belloni. Belloni, that's the way. Bellani, I'm sure he's. The architect behind MCU was pissed in his blog. What I'm hearing, Bellani stated that Feige was reportedly angry and embarrassed over Disney's handling of the situation. He also complained that Feige lobbied Disney against the date-to-date plan for Black Widow preferring the big screen exclusivity and not wanting to upset his talent. Furthermore, noted that Hagee's relevance to the studio, even going so far as to call him Disney's most important employee. He has raked in billions for Disney, making him one of the most successful producers ever. Now, Emma Stone is considering suing Disney over Cruella's release. Those of you who wanted everything on streaming service, I don't know how that's going to work out. If movie theaters will ever recover. But it'd be better off just to build drive-ins. I don't know. But I didn't want to. Let's see. And, okay, on July 30th, several female led Hollywood groups accused Disney of gendered attack against Scarlett. July 30th would turn out to be a crucial day for the situation. After Disney's less than appropriate initial response, many were quick to condemn the Mouse House. In a joint issue, three major female-led Hollywood group, Time's Up, Women in Films, Los Angeles, and Reframe, called Disney's response a gendered character attack. The statement claimed that the organizations took no position in the litigation between Johansson and Disney. They stood firmly against Disney's recent statement, which attempts to characterize Johansson as insensitive or selfish for defending her contractual business rights. You know what I would have done? I would have had somebody figure out, you know, a percentage, and I would added it into my $20 million and just said, here, this is what I'm going to do this movie for. Take it or leave it. And not been dragged through that. Maybe that's what they're going to have to do. Just come up with a standardized formula for figuring out what the extended profits will be and just figure it into your base upfront or your contract payment. So, let's see. Reports claim Bob Iger, is mortified by Scarlett Johansson's lawsuit. Bob Iger stepped down as CEO of the Walt Disney Company in February of 2020. Bob Chapek took on the mantle, and while the transition was supposedly easy, rumors soon arose of friction between the two men. In an August article, The Wrap goes so far as to claim that it's an open secret in Hollywood that Disney Executive Chairman Bob Iger and CEO Bob Chapek have been estranged for months. Disney's 10 best original shows ranked by... And SAG-AFTRA, which is kind of the union for them... Disney should be ashamed. SAG-AFTRA's president, Gabrielle Carteris, weighed in on the situation on behalf of the actors' union. Carteris stated that Disney should be ashamed of themselves for resorting to tired tactics of gender shaming and bullying. She went on to claim that actors must be compensated for their work according to their contracts. To finish her statements, added that SAG-AFTRA is deeply concerned by the gendered tone of Disney's criticism of Ms. Johansson. An uncertain future for Hollywood. Yeah, that's what, you know, I would like to eventually see things on Vudu since... I would like it to eventually come to the one streaming service I use. Well, I do have Netflix, but I barely watch it, and I should get rid of it. I've said that. But Vudu, you rent it, you buy it for however long. Buy it doesn't mean forever, but I usually just rent it, and you have so much time to watch it. And after that, you're not charged monthly. So that's the kind of thing I'm willing to do. Almost 2 weeks after Scarlett filed the lawsuit, the situation doesn't seem to be close to ending. If anything, things are going to get messier. Neither side seems willing to back down. More and more industry insiders are talking about the conflict. Like producer Jason Blum, who recently said that Johansson is really brave and is fighting for all of talent. In an August 4th report, THR's Kim Masters writes that streaming might bring the end to massive back-end deals, which might prompt other stars to join Johansson's fight. And what about Disney? The company that built its brand on wholesome happiness suffered a heavy blow from this situation. Many believe the lawsuit tarnishes Disney's reputation and might even open a Pandora's box, and that the mouse will struggle to close it. And that's about the end of that. I don't know how all that insider crap works in a contract, but maybe the stars are just going to have to increase what they want in the contract for a salary and not ask for anything on the back end, or I don't know. But I'd like the movie to come to some service eventually. It brings in to, I know that actors get residual checks from shows they do whenever they're aired, but TV stars. But it will be interesting to see how this plays out. I don't know. I think content is getting stretched too far and wide, and people are going to say enough, because I won't even get this Discovery Plus. I used to watch Ghost Adventures. I don't anymore, because they took it off and put it on Discovery Plus. You know, I'm not paying for Discovery and Discovery Plus. I'm not buying a second cable service of streamers. So that's how that goes. I would like to see, like Vudu, it's have the movie up there that's been out for a while come to that, and you can rent it or whatever for a certain amount of time, and that's the end of it, and you don't have to pay a monthly fee. I know my sister is just got Roku and dropped cable. I might do the same. Maybe I'll do that too. You know what I end up watching the most of is just regular YouTube. It will be interesting how movies are presented in the future if, that COVID is going to be forever here. So, but that's about it for that story. Just to clear up a couple of things, when I said I hope Black Widow comes to a service streamer thing, but yes, I know it's on there, but I was thinking more of the likes of coming to Vudu, or maybe even just wait till it comes out on regular cable a longer time. But since I've... Oh, and also... when I said Melissa Joan Hart had COVID, the actress, she had her shots and still going through a rough time. But I've gone without air conditioning for an extended period of time to punch this one out. I think I'm going to end it. And I would like to say, if you'd like to make a donation to the Infotainment Podcast, it'd be greatly appreciated. You can do it via PayPal at randyms12@gmail.com. Now I think it is time to warp drive this podcast to the interwebs. You can check out my Facebook page. You can tweet my Twitters at randypodcaster. You can email me a comment at randyms12@gmail.com. Question or concern about this show? Tell me you like it, dislike it, hate it, whatever. But if it is good, and say an under 10-minute read, I might read it over the air. But as always, have a pleasant day today and a happy ending tonight.
Legitness.